This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The idea of taking money from the rich and giving it to the poor has been around since the legend of Robin Hood. A measure on California's ballot is a new twist on that idea. It would raise taxes on people who make more than $1 million a year and use that money to help provide health insurance to those who can't afford it. Prop 63 could expand treatment to some 1.3 million Californians who are mentally ill. Kenny Goldberg reports.
57-year-old Kathy Comstock has struggled with mental illness for most of her life, but she says it took a long time to find out what was wrong with her.
The first time I was diagnosed with a bipolar disorder and acute anxiety attacks was when I arrived at Turning Point.
Turning Point is a publicly funded program in Sacramento that offers treatment, housing, and work skills training for the homeless mentally ill. After spending 2 years on the streets, Comstock found her way to Turning Point, and she says it's changed her life. Rusty Selix directs the California Council of Community Mental Health Agencies. He says there just aren't enough programs like Turning Point around the state.
We've got 50,000 people like Kathy still out on our streets and no money to expand the programs to take care of them.
California's budget problems haven't helped. Earlier this year, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger eliminated funding for a program that treats some 4,000 severely mentally ill children. And some counties have had to cut back on mental health services. Daryl Steinberg, who represents Sacramento in the state assembly, says there's a reason for that.
Because there is not as strong and as vocal a constituency as for other issues, mental health is generally the issue that is left behind.
Steinberg is the mastermind behind Prop 63. The measure would raise money for mental health programs by imposing a 1% tax on earners whose taxable income exceeds $1 million a year. Up to 30,000 Californians fall into this bracket. Steinberg maintains the tax is fair. He says millionaires got a big federal tax cut in 2002, and the new state surcharge would be deductible on their federal return.
Million-dollar earners will still bring home more money in 2005 than they did in 2002. And so to use the basketball analogy, no harm, no foul.
It may not be that simple. If John Kerry is elected president, he's promised to reverse the 2002 federal tax cut to high-income earners. And anti-tax groups have other concerns. John Coupel heads up the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. He says Prop 63 is highly offensive and discriminatory.
This is like, let's go out and target either an ethnic group or some small segment of California just because we can. It makes no sense.
What's more, Coupel believes Prop 63 would drive millionaires out of the state. California millionaire Peter Farrell says he's not going anywhere. Farrell is CEO of ResMed, a medical device company based in the San Diego area. Farrell says the idea of paying an extra tax for a good cause makes sense, but he does have reservations.
The problem is there are lots of good causes. So it's mental health now, and that one gets through. Well, then why not renal disease, the next one, and then cancer of the esophagus is the next one, or prostate cancer, and, you know, the question is, where does it all end?
Assuming it ends with Prop 63, Farrell says he could probably live with that. California voters apparently could, too. The latest polls show Prop 63 is favored by nearly a 2-to-1 margin. If it does pass, the measure would generate an estimated $750 million a year for mental health programs. For NPR News, I'm Kenny Goldberg in San Diego.